Oh, what was your name again?
Rob.
Rob? Rob, take one. Go.
Well, thank you, Sherlock. Yes, I believe it's a very serious subject and needs to be addressed. Neither the FDA or Health Canada has stopped the import of pet treats that are causing death. It is a very complex problem with multiple issues involved. It is difficult to diagnose or trace its origin. Nearly 1,000 dogs have reported to be sickened by pet jerky treats imported from China. Similar cases of recurring deaths back in 2007 were discovered. Melamine discovered in a compound used in resins placed in the pet treats similar to these. Those cases raised a red flag to consumers to beware of treats from China and were easily pinpointed. This time we are not so sure of what is causing the deaths. Although we have found something called Fanconi syndrome that is diagnosed with a urine test. The disease can be confused with diabetes, and it can turn into kidney failure and death. Signs can range from vomiting, blood in the stool, and diarrhea to a more serious illness that can permanently disable or even kill your dog. The only warning the FDA puts out of these deadly products is chicken jerky products should not be just substituted for a balanced diet and are intended to be fed occasionally in small quantities. Honestly, I do not believe the FDA's warnings goes far enough. I would not ever feed my dog these tainted treats. I am spearheading a new effort in data collection to better address this health crisis. We're trying to establish a database, and we only want input from veterinarians to try and weed out cases that are really caused by other deaths. I'm advising my clients that if their pet becomes ill with any of these symptoms, please take them to the immediately. The FDA investigations have been muddled with mitigated factors that skew their findings. Thank you, Sherlock. So I'm going to read it less next
time. That was very good. Mm-hmm. And definitely you want to go a little slower. But yeah. It was excellent. A good start. Good way to get it going.